We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
1, 2, 3.
This is Talkin' Tech with Teddy. Now, here is your host, Teddy Allen.
Thanks for joining us, y'all, on the podcast. However you're listening, we appreciate it. And make sure to go to LaTeXSports.com. Kane and Brock and Andrew and Malcolm keep you up to speed on everything happening in La Tech sports, which we all love and care about. Today we're visiting with Caleb Ledoux. Caleb is 6'4", 198. Is that about right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
He is a redshirt junior, and we're getting to see him for the first time, transferred from McNeese. Glad to have you here, man.
I'm glad to be here.
Okay. Are you a Cajun?
Yeah, I am.
What makes you a Cajun, Caleb?
I guess it's just where I grew up, stuff like that, my family.
Tell everybody where you grew up.
I grew up in Port Barry, Louisiana.
How far is that from Lafayette?
It's like 30 minutes.
Just north?
How you driving. Yeah, okay. Yes, sir. It's not far at all.
Have you got a lot of, you don't talk like we hear a lot of Cajun people talk, but do you have a lot of Ledoux in your family that you have to pay attention, or I would have to pay attention when they're talking?
I'm not sure, cause like I don't feel like you would have to, cause I understand it, but maybe.
But you can definitely tell where they're from.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Right, sure. When you're watching a movie and people are trying to talk like Cajuns, mm-hmm. does it just make you kind of cringe when they're not quite getting it?
I guess yeah.
Cause you grew up around the real thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, we're gonna talk about basketball, but let's talk about something important first, which is Christmas time. Do you know what you want yet for Christmas?
No, I actually got the text from my grandmother like 4 days ago. Okay. Asking the question like, what you want? Because money and like clothes and stuff, that's pretty much every year. Right. It's just like something in particular that you want. You can just tell her. But I haven't gave her that text back.
Okay, yet, so you're thinking about it.
Yeah.
Now, when you were a little dude, what kind of stuff did you want to get?
Just anything that I could use outside, like anything me and my brother could use outside.
Okay. Either balls or toys?
Yeah, just anything like that.
And you're talking about your brother Jacob,
who's
a twin?
Yes, sir.
Is he a better looking man than you, or are you better looking?
No, I'm better looking than him.
Kent, how similar are y'all in look?
Well, we actually fraternal.
Okay.
But like everyone that knows us, like just meets us and everything, like they argue with us, they think we're identical, so Yeah, pretty much.
Were y'all over on the – y'all on the same team at McNeese, right?
Yes, sir.
And at – where'd you go to high school?
Lafayette Christian Academy. Yes, sir.
What's y'all's mascot?
Knights.
The K-N-I-G-H-T-S?
Yes,
okay.
sir.
You're kind of fired up talking about the Knights. What were y'all's colors?
Red, white, and blue.
Oh, cool. So you're used to Louisiana Tech colors.
Yes, sir.
All right, Jacob, so when y'all ever on the same team at Lafayette, did y'all play basketball?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Of course you did. I knew some identical twins here that went to Tech, mm-hmm. and when they'd get in foul trouble, they'd change jersey at halftime. And nobody would ever – that's 60 years ago. Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
Did y'all ever think about that?
Nah, we'd have a – because, like, I'm left-handed and he's right-handed.
That's
so
it.
Like, we're mirror twins, mm-hmm. so they would catch
that
on
wouldn't
as soon
work.
As one of us would shoot, so –
Who do you room with here?
I room with Lane, the walk-on. Yeah, mm-hmm. it's been my buddy since we were young. Like, me and my brother, we played on AAU teams together down here. Mm-hmm. So, I've been knowing him, like, before he actually came in.
Where did Lane go to high school?
Lane went to Bossier. Hold on, I take that back. He went to,
Weston?
Yeah, Weston, somewhere in Weston. Jonesboro. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. But so, you never played against him, huh?
No, never played against him. Like, our high school versus their high school? Nah, I never played against him.
Who was y'all's big rival?
Madison Prep.
What do they have?
They had Jarrell Martin, Brandon mm-hmm. Sampson, Josh Anderson goes to West Kentucky. Mm-hmm. Just guys like that. Like, that was always our rival.
So did y'all school them, or was it about even? Or
every time in the we had beat it. Like, we won, like, in regular season. Uh-huh. Every time in the finals, they always figure out a way to beat us. Every time.
Shucks. Y'all were back-to-back state finalists.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Did they beat y'all both times?
Yeah.
God, dog. Caleb did his part. He poured in 23.5 a game as a senior, 21.6 as a junior. Do you like playing offense better than defense?
I mean, it's definitely more exciting, I guess. Mm-hmm. So, but, like, I actually like playing defense, especially since I got here.
Good.
They make it a big deal here. You know, if you don't play defense, you're not gonna be on the floor. So
I like that.
You gotta do it whether you like it or not.
Is it true that you can play good defense every night?
Yeah.
When your shot may not be falling or something.
Yeah, no doubt. Because that's just effort. You know, it's effort. That's all it is.
You scored a career high 34 points when you were a Cowboy against Northwestern State. Where was that game played at?
At Northwestern.
Okay, what was 34-point night like?
It was crazy. It was like, I don't know. I don't really remember it that much, but just everything I threw up was just going in. It was one of those nights.
Hit 7 triples.
Yeah.
First freshman since 82 to lead the Cowboys in scoring with an average of 11.9 points per contest when you were down at McNeese. Do you know who might hold the record freshman to lead the team in scoring?
Joe Dumars.
Gotta be Dumars.
Yes.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
Do you remember seeing him play with Detroit?
Not at all. Not at all. I looked up a few highlights after the fact, you know, just finding out the history about him, and then his brother being our assistant coach.
Okay.
So, after the fact, yeah.
He was a smooth customer. He was going faster than you thought. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you this. They had terrible jerseys at McNeese. They wore them outside. Uh-huh. Do you remember those jerseys? You would have been a little guy. Oh, they were hard to look at. They were a good team, though. Tech and the mailman and Dumars went at it back in the day.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about something even more important, Cajun food.
Mm-hmm.
So give me your top 5 or whatever, in no particular order.
Does seafood consider – that's not – what?
It is. I mean, if your mom
makes – that's my all-time
– seafood.
Favorite food just
as
ever
long as
in
it's
life.
Seasoned right though.
Exactly.
It's all like about the seasoning.
If I'm eating it and my nose not running from it being so hot,
right?
I don't want to eat it. That's just it for me.
All right. So etouffee, gumbo.
Gumbo. Seafood gumbo though. Mm-hmm. Now I do like regular gumbo, like with sauce and stuff like that, mm-hmm. but every time my grandma can, seafood gumbo for me. I love seafood gumbo.
I meant to ask you, what's your grandmother's name?
Paula Sharkey.
Okay. And she can, she's a 5-star in the kitchen.
Yeah, nah, she can throw it down. Yeah.
She can throw it down. Every meal is a 34-point game for her. What are you driving?
I drive a 2013 Ford F-150.
Okay, a truck man.
Yes, sir.
A lot of those down around your part of the world, I imagine.
Yes, sir.
And so growing up with Jacob, mm-hmm. what's it like in where you're from? I mean, was your childhood playing outside all the time, going to school, being on a team?
Yeah, well, we didn't really play on the team like when we were young, mm-hmm. but just going outside, just doing anything, just, you know, just being bad kids, just anything outside, you know, we just never liked to be inside, honestly.
That's awesome. Who was the least well-behaved between you and Jacob?
Now, we were at a tight race, so I say him. He was, yeah, I feel like he was worse than me.
If Christy got on y'all, what was the worst kind of punishment? Would it be making you come inside, sit in your room, or what?
Nah, I don't know if this is... We used to kneel a lot.
Kneel?
They wouldn't whip us, yeah, but they just make us, like, kneel down.
Okay.
You couldn't move. Like, it was bad. Like, that was terrible.
Who was the enforcer? Was it your mom or your dad?
My mom more than my dad. Yeah, my dad, he'll let us get away with more,
sure.
for sure.
Yeah, because he's a guy.
Yeah.
What's your middle name?
James.
Did Christy ever say Caleb James?
Yeah, not a lot.
And
yeah.
So then that's when you knew it was...
Yeah, I was in trouble.
Calm down. Lane, if you have anything for Caleb, hop in there. But Caleb is the Lincoln Agency LLC Louisiana Made Student Athlete of the Month. That's pretty good. 108 points, leads the team, 18 threes, leads the team. If you're trying to describe your team that's just 9 games old, mm-hmm. to somebody who's maybe going to come see y'all play Saturday at 4 mm-hmm. against ULL, how would you describe your bunch so far?
A hard playing team, you know, a connected group. I feel like that. And just a lot of different pieces, you know, mm-hmm. like any night we have one or two people have big nights and that you wouldn't even expect, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? So I feel like just a well-rounded group.
And we're playing 3 guards most of the time. And you're one of those. And what do you feel like your job is on this team?
Just to help us win. Whatever I could do to help us win.
Why did you decide to come up here from McNeese?
I knew for sure I didn't want to go far from home. Mm-hmm. And I knew for sure I wanted to stay close to home. So when the opportunity presented itself, it was just perfect.
Okay, and you've enjoyed it so far?
Yeah, I have.
Before we talk any more about your basketball here, when you lost the 2, nothing hurts worse than losing the big game in high school. Now, how did you take it when you lost the back-to-backs?
Nah, it was tough. It was one of those ones where, like, you kind of, like, second-guess yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, dang, like, am I not working hard enough? Or do I even want to play basketball? You know what I'm saying? It was one of those. But then,
yeah, it hurt.
Just talking to my family. And my grandma would always say, like, the difference between, like, disparity and hope is a good night's sleep. So I would just try not to think about it till the next morning. Just mm-hmm. get back in the gym. Try to, you know, get my mind off it.
And I guess you learned from it.
Yeah.
Still playing basketball. Still got a chance to win the conference this year here with the Bulldogs as a junior. Your grandma must be a pretty sharp cat.
Yeah, nah, I love her. She's the greatest person.
There's nothing like them. Yeah. Does she live real close to y'all?
Yeah, I actually stay with my grandmother, me and my brother, when we, you know, when we go back home.
Okay. I'm sure y'all don't get spoiled at her house. Do you do any cooking?
Not at all. Not at all. I wish I knew how to cook. You know, I feel like I should.
Well, maybe your grandma, maybe you get her to teach you over the holiday. Well, are you going to get to go home any over the holiday?
Yeah, I will. We get to leave on the 22nd, right?
Okay.
Yeah. So,
and then come back when? Sort of.
25th, 26th.
Oh, so 3-4 days?
Like, yes, sir.
She making sure you how to whoop up something. Are you a dessert guy?
Love dessert.
So tell me a couple of favorite desserts.
I don't know if you guys know it, but Mississippi mud pie.
Yeah.
That's my go-to.
Yeah, that's pretty rich stuff.
Yeah, no, I love it.
How much weight did you add in the weight room during your redshirt year?
Almost 20 pounds.
Okay.
That was pretty hard for me, just being like, because I was always a skinny dude. It was so hard for me to gain muscle. Mm-hmm. It's my metabolism. But Blake, a tough guy. You know, he going to stay on you every day, every second of the day. So he just kind of pushed me.
Tell the listeners a little bit about Blake.
Yeah, nah, he different. Like, he definitely take his job serious. I like that about him, though, you know. He'll push you every single day. Like, I didn't have one day where I could lift light last year just because, like, he knew my goals and he wanted to push me. So any day I was like, you know, I'm sore, I don't want to go this heavy, he would still push you, motivate you to do it. So, and I felt like that helped me to get to where I am now.
What time of day did you usually work out?
Well, it depends. Like, on game day, I work out, like, right before the game. It's, like, 3:30, 2:30. Okay. And then with the team, around, like, 8, depending on how my classes are set up.
What's the hardest weight exercise?
Squats. Like, when he try to, when he try to make you max.
Yeah,
squats. You know, feel like you carrying a truck. That's my...
Yeah, I remember the squat, though. I'm older now, so I'm going to squat probably 30 pounds. Which makes your thighs go to burning. Yeah. It separates the men from the boys. All right, a couple of games specifically. The one in Humphrey Coliseum, that had to be fun, a 74-67 win over the Bulldogs over there at Michigan State. Y'all just did everything right that night, didn't you?
Yeah, that's what it felt like. But that's what we were aiming for. You know, we knew it was a game that, like, we couldn't make that many mistakes if we wanted to win. Mm. So that's what we got to do.
Then basketball's a crazy game because Sam Houston, the next game, they won the league Southland last year, didn't they? So they were a good team. But y'all lost because why?
They're a hard-playing team, you know. Mm-hmm. That's just pretty much it. You know, they didn't give up. They believed the whole game, even when we were up 11. That's pretty much it.
A lot of those 21 turnovers was because – I mean, some of them, I'm sure, were because the other guys were playing so hard.
Yeah.
But the 8 of 19 from the free throw line, that had to be the killer, right?
Yeah. That's something we've been struggling with all season. Mm-hmm. Like, coach has been putting a big emphasis after every practice to, you know, we do this little drill, shoot free throw shooting drill, so we can get that better. And once we get that better, I feel like, you know, it's going to be a hard time stopping us.
Well, Mississippi State will vouch for that. So, this Saturday, 4 p.m., play ULL. It's on Conference USA TV. And, of course, it'll be on the LaTeX Sports Network. Do you know any of these guys?
Yeah. I actually do. One of their best players, Sid, the shooter, and James Johnson, the lefty. So, yeah, I know those guys pretty well.
Do left-handers get treated different in the world?
Yes.
I'm sitting with two of them right now. And my mother's left-handed.
Serious?
Yeah. But y'all just get to... short end of the stick somehow. Why is that? Y'all are nice guys.
Because the world was made for right-handed.
The world was made for righty. All right, what's it going to take to beat ULL?
Just doing what we do, playing our basketball fast, you know, tough defensive team, and just, you know, not being careless, just the small things, like Coach was saying, the turnovers, like the free throws, but just at the end of the day, just playing our game, we're going to come out with the win.
It's little stuff that makes a difference. You can ask your grandma when she goes to cooking stuff. It's the little extra things that make the difference. Merry Christmas to you, Caleb.
Thank you
so much. Nice to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you,
man. Okay. Thank y'all for listening.
See ya.
You've been listening to Talkin' Tech with Teddy. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation.